Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
If you can do one podcast, you can do two in a day. Okay, let's keep it going. We got Uncle Mo on our side today. Momentum, momentum. Do you believe in the momentum code? Do you even know what the momentum code is? I've shared it many times on this show. We'll talk about it in just a minute here. Sam Crowley, welcome back. It's a two for Friday. Makes no sense, doesn't rhyme, but it's the way we roll here instead of a two for Tuesday. It's a two for Friday. Your income is not a result of any of the following. And let's just see what we see online about people blaming their income. It's not related to your boss, not related to your industry. It's not related to the economy. It is not related to the president of the United States or any political figure. It is not related to how you were raised, where you were born, what you can think and what you can talk about and how you talk and all that stuff. Your income is a result of this one word. And once you understand this, then things change. You ready? Your result right now is a result of your standards. Your standards. What is it that you're willing to put up with? Are you willing to put up with clients who take advantage of you and always ask for more and try to beat you down on price? Are your standards you not even charging what you're worth? This, by the way, is right at the top of the list. When I work with people one-on-one in my own coaching program, which I absolutely love to do, this is one of the things that we address right on. Because most people don't want to charge what their value is, what the market will pay them for. And it's a huge paradigm shift for most people. And they usually equate it with, well, I haven't been around long, or I haven't created a lot of products, or nobody knows me, therefore I can't charge a lot. Well, that's not even remotely true. Your intellectual property, your life experiences, all of those play a part in what the value that you bring. And look, if the bigger problem you solve, the more money you're going to make. And it's really that easy. If you're solving a problem of, hey, your light's out, I can change your light bulb for you, you're probably not going to make as much as, hey, I see that you want to get your website built and you know absolutely nothing, but in order for you to really earn income online and to be even remotely noticed, you need a website. I will build that and alleviate that pain for you. That's a huge boulder that needs to be moved out of the way for people, just pushed out of the way so they can proceed. And try this. I say it all the time. Go to Twitter, type into the search box, I need a website. You want to make a couple grand today? Just type that in. If you're a developer, boom, there's plenty of clients. And look, it works for everything. I know I've said this example 1,000 times on my show, and I use it from stage as well. By the way, I'm speaking in Vegas in 2 weeks at the Bank Icon event. And I'm speaking in Orlando, Florida in, I think, the second week of August. So if you're in those anywhere in the neighborhood, let me know. Hit me up. And those are private events, though. So, hey, I always want to know if you're going to be in the neighborhood, but I'm not sure if I can even get you a ticket. I might be able to get you the one in Vegas, so hit me up if you're going to be around Vegas at all, and I'll see what I can do for you. Okay, your standards. I used to be the same way. What I stood up, look, here's the deal, man. I stayed in a cubicle because I didn't feel like I was worthy enough to be earning more money within the organization. So I moved from inside sales after a couple of years to outside sales. And then I moved from outside sales into the first level on the management ladder. And I know that's a death sentence for everybody's dream. And if you don't believe that, I can't help you out. It just is. Okay, 40 years in the corporate world, you're toast. You're aged like a president. You're fat, lethargic, overweight. You never see your kids. You can't make it to Johnny's softball game and Mary's ballet recital. It just isn't going to happen. Your marriage gets put on the back burner, all of that when you got a job. So thank you for the advice about how jobs aren't so bad. Having a job sucks, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. We can agree to disagree. I could agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong, okay? However, 20% of the people love what they do. Thank you very much for loving what you do. We need happy employees. Please keep doing what you're doing because you actually love it. I don't love having a job. That's just me, and that's why every day is Saturday. That's why the brand is every day is Saturday. But when I signed up for the corporate game, I wanted to get from first-level management to second level to third level, and I wanted to run the show. All of that happened. I got 3 promotions in 4 years between 2000 and 2004, but I felt the life being sucked out of me because of who I had to become in order to do that job. Do you understand that? Like, you need to change your standards. And in the game I was in, your standards meant this. Are you coming in on Saturday? Oh, yeah, my daughter. We don't do that here, okay? You need, and this was told to me a number of times. This told everybody. And either you get a backbone, you grow. If your backbone isn't bigger than your wishbone, you're done, okay? That's just the way it is in the corporate world. If you're going to make somebody else very rich doing what it is that they want you to do, okay? So it's like, hey, Sam, yeah, you got to put the family on the back burner. That was told to me a number of times, and it wasn't even kind of, you know, dressed up at all, even nice. It was just like, hey, your family second. You got to put the company first at this time. We got a sales quota to make. Okay, because I just, those were my standards. I always acquiesced to everybody else. And then I said, F you. No, 2004, no, it stopped. No, guys, whoa, it stops, okay? My daughter's going to be 4 years old next year, and I haven't even seen the girl yet. So May 6, 2005, I quit, went broke, and went back to the job 3 months later. But the second time around, I had a plan. I did not lower my standards. I went bankrupt, okay? I was forced into, we had our third daughter October 5th of 2005. On October 11th, I filed bankruptcy. But I had a plan, and it's so wild. I tell this story so much. It's so wild how peaceful I became. I sobbed. I remember I tell this story as well, holding my daughter Laura. She was just about a year old on my lap, and Paige was just born. Crying, thinking, what the hell am I doing to my family? What have I become? Who have I? No, nobody believes in me. Nobody's even thinking like I think. Am I insane? Am I going insane? And then I had to continue to listen to shows like this and read books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Think and Grow Rich, Cashflow Quadrant, Richest Man in Babylon, Acres of Diamonds in Your Own Backyard, all of these books, man. And I just had to keep reiterating and reinforcing in my mind that I'm not going insane, okay? I think differently than people. I want to be free. I'm not going to lower my standards anymore. That doesn't mean going back to a job means you've lowered your standards. It means you are putting your family first. I had health insurance again. I had money coming in again. It eased the pain a little bit. That's good. So then my standards were right where they needed to be. No different. Hey, I'm going to go build this brand, but I need to take a little bit of a step back. That's okay. As long as it's temporary and as long as you aren't lowering your standards. And so when I see people blaming the economy, blaming the industry they're in, no, your income right now is a result of your standards. Raise your standards and you'll raise your income. Raise your standards and you'll raise your quality of life. And having standards means having a purpose. Having a damn purpose for what it is that you're doing, and it doesn't involve money. If money makes you happy or money makes you depressed, you've got no purpose. That's the number one way you can find out. You've got no significance because money, your bank account should not give you pleasure or give you pain based on where the comma is on your bank statement every month. Now, it's okay to have money. Go get it, man. Go get you some. Have a ball. Use it to bless other people with. Use it to make a difference. Use it to reinvest back into your business. Use it, man. But if you're using it to go buy a Ferrari so other people can look at it and say, ooh. If you're using it as a drug to get you high and make you feel better, it doesn't work. My advice, raise your standards. And then you will raise your income. And you'll have a purpose and you'll have passion. Are you with me? Does that make sense? Do that, man. Special shout out to my buddy, Tony Robbins, for that quote. I remember that. It might have even been in his Awaken the Giant Within. I remember that as like it was. And that's one of the persons I listened to as well. Tony Robbins, Bob Proctor, Les Brown, all these people. And I remember that phrase, your income right now is a result of your standards. It's not the industry. It's not the economy. Raise your standards and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.